B-Pod Studios.
Five o'clock hour of the Mike Missanelli Show. It is brought to us every day by Guided Door and Window. Receive 20% off all windows and doors with no money down, up to 3 years of paid off interest free. Call Guided Door and Window today. Numbers 1-877-GO-GUIDA or visit them at goguida.com. Just for fun, I went to the second seed, the all-time teams in the second team, second seeds in the tournament.
Yeah.
And I came up against Michigan, Michigan State. You tell me who has the better team. Now, Michigan State, surprisingly, not a lot of great players. There's obviously the 79 team. Magic and Greg Kelser were the two stars of that team and won a national championship, right?
Yeah.
So you go back that far, you were Magic and Greg Kelser. Then I got your boy, Mateen Cleaves.
Love Mateen Cleaves.
Draymond Green.
Uh-huh.
And Mo Pete.
Zach Randolph.
Oh, Zach Randolph?
Yeah.
Put him in there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Zach Randolph over Morris Peterson.
No.
No?
He
over Draymond?
No.
Over who? Kelser?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
You have no respect for the older players.
I do. Magic's on there. Magic's a lock.
Magic and Greg Kelser were like the 1-2 combo on that team.
Look how long.
What?
Zach Randolph lasted in the NBA at a high level.
All right. I don't know how great he was in college, though.
He was a good player in college.
All right. Here's Michigan. There. Who wins it?
All right.
Webb?
Yeah.
Glenn Rice? Jalen Rose?
Yeah.
Do I get Juwan Howard?
Juwan was great.
Now, all right, that makes the last spot a three-way tie between Trey Burke, Jamal Crawford, and Ramil Robinson. Who you got?
Michigan State wins. I probably go Trey Burke.
Trey Burke was a great college player.
And he's lasted now. He's revitalized his career in the pros.
You can't let that influence you, though.
No,
you gotta go all-time college.
The Michigan players were better college players.
Yeah.
College players.
Yep.
But the Michigan State guys.
But they all had lengthy NBA careers. Yeah. All those Michigan guys that I mentioned, except Ramil Robinson, maybe not.
Yeah, but they all lasted. I'm trying to think. Are there old school Michigan guys? Because I don't think there are.
Old school Michigan guys?
Yeah, I don't think there are. When I was coming up, no one was talking about old school Michigan guys. Like, there is no Magic of Michigan. I'm just trying to make sure we don't miss it so somebody's tweeting. What about
Roy Tarpley?
Yeah.
Loy Vaught.
Yeah, that's not special.
Ricky Green. Was a Sixer for a while.
Ricky Green was. I think you got the right guys.
All right, let's go to Inge, King of Prussia. Inge, you're on 97.5, the Fanatic.
Well, you're just talking about Michigan?
Yeah.
What about Michigan?
Never mind. Get to your point. It doesn't matter. You're not involved in the conversation, all right?
Yeah,
and if you were listening, you would know why we're talking about Michigan.
Okay.
Hey, all right,
let me go real fast across all five sports.
Mm-hmm.
Real fast. Duke will not get to the Final Four. They can't shoot the three. RJ Barrett's going to be a bust in the pro, and what's his name? Zion's going to get into some foul trouble.
Now, who's going to beat him? Michigan State?
Oh, any of those teams. I think they're overrated.
Okay.
Look, real fast, Sixers.
Mm-hmm.
I look at this landscape and damn, this is a great opportunity for the Sixers if they were better. Look, I don't care about the opponents, Boston, Toronto, all that.
Huh?
They're not special. What concerns me the most?
What did you take out of Sunday's game?
It's the internal.
Did you take anything out of Sunday's game?
Look, Brett Brown coached that game like it was game 7 of the finals. I expect them to win that game.
Okay.
It's not going to be, Milwaukee's going to be ready in the playoffs. Look, this is the thing. This is Golden State, my other prediction. Golden State will not win the championship this year. That's why it's wide open, and that's why it's so frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
That if the Sixers were a little bit better, damn, I would be really excited about.
Who's going to beat Golden State?
I think any of the East teams, Milwaukee, Toronto.
That's
and
not true.
West too.
All right, so you think the East? You think the East, all but the Sixers?
No.
Toronto or Milwaukee can beat Golden State, but not the Sixers.
I don't think the Sixers can get to the finals. Flyers. Mm-hmm. Flyers are my team right now.
They are?
Look, this is what the Flyers fans need to focus on. Look, it's like acquired taste, Mike. Mm-hmm. I'm starting to build my viewing of the Flyers. Mm-hmm. I made it double digits the other game.
Yeah.
Look, Flyers fans need to focus on Carolina. We got a home and home against them. And that's, we got to sweep those two games to have a shot.
Mm-hmm.
Look, what else? Phillies, Trout. Look, I think this is going to be a precursor to a trade. Trout, right? These two guys, Trout for Harper in the near future. You don't see that at all? Like, I hate, look, I would hate.
Why do you see a trade? Why?
Look, they're going to get homesick, man. Look, Trout's from the West Coast and he's from the East Coast. Well, that's the perfect scenario.
They're going to get homesick. What are they, 14? Going to summer camp?
No, this is the perfect scenario. Think about this.
Come on, man.
Look, this is the trick.
He's from Las Vegas. He played where for 7 years? Was he homesick?
He wants to go back. Look.
You're such a tool. It's unbelievable.
Homesick.
He's such a tool.
He also said out loud as a grown man that the Sixers, this would be a great opportunity for the Sixers if they were better. If you stink, there's no opportunity. That sentence that he started his call with was so stupid.
Dude, like, listen, man. I like taking this call because it reaffirms me that there are people out there walking around with no wires connected at all. Like, there are certain people their wires just don't connect.
I mean,
and he's one of them.
And then with all this going on, the Phillies' excitement, the Sixers just beat the Bucks. My team right now is the Flyers.
I think he just does it on purpose, just to be contrarian.
I don't think he's capable of that. I just think he's got crossed up wires. I really do. I would have loved to have studied him sociologically in high school, like to interview his teachers.
He probably drove them nuts.
He frustrated them, yeah.
He drove them up a wall, for sure.
He sounds to me like a GED candidate.
Come on, man. Stop.
No. It sounds to me.
I think he's a smart guy.
I
think he's a smart guy. But I think he's just nuts.
I think he's trolling.
Some of the smart kids, they still end up GED because they can't sit through 40 minutes of a class. They go from class to class to class.
Yeah.
I feel like he couldn't conduct himself like when he was 16.
He asked the teacher ridiculous questions.
And
that's what he did.
Get out. That's what she would say. Get out of here.
All right. Just to break it up after that, I went Kentucky to see Kentucky all-time team. Here it is. Mashburn, Rondo, Wall, Antoine Walker, and either Cousins or Towns. Who am I missing? Pretty good?
No, I'm trying to think of the champion.
Am I missing somebody?
Yeah.
Who am I missing?
Wait, name them again.
Mashburn, Rondo, Wall, Antoine Walker, Cousins, or Towns?
Anthony Davis has to be.
Anthony Davis?
He won a title that year. 1 year, but he won the
Anthony
title.
Anthony Davis played 1 year.
But he won the title. So Boogie was only there for a year.
Boogie was there for a year.
Towns was only there for a year. Won the title, so he has to be above all those guys. Yeah.
All right, Anthony Davis makes it. Cousins and Towns out. Wall Rondo, though, backcourt, right? Mashburn, Antoine Walker.
Yeah, because they got to the final game. Rondo was a really good player. Yeah.
Tyler in Newtown, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Tyler.
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
What's up, Tyler?
Nothing much, man. I just want to say the guy who called in before, that was comical to me. That was a good one. I don't understand how he could pick the Flyers as his favorite team right now with everything that's going on with the Phillies and the Sixers, but I agree it'd be fun to study him socially. But I wanted to give you a call. I wanted to ask a couple questions. Number one is, as the Sixers sit right now, what's your percentage, would you say, of them making it to the finals right now?
Percentage of the Sixers making it to the finals?
What do you think? You know, if you had to say in my gut, I'd say 70% chance. They got an 80% chance. What do you think?
45%.
Now, here's my question. If Greg Popovich was our coach, would that number change for you?
Yeah.
What would it go up to if Greg Popovich was
55.
Our coach? 55?
55.
55, okay.
Yeah.
So what's the big piece then? Because I think that we do have the talent, at least the core. The
you know, I'm going to move it up to 50 because I think they could beat Toronto. And I already see I like the matchup against Milwaukee. So I say 50% chance with Brett Brown as the coach to make it to the finals.
And 55 with Popovich.
Yes.
Wow. See, it's a lot higher for me, man. I think, first of all, I think Greg Popovich is the greatest coach in NBA history. I mean, I think they just did 22 straight winning seasons or whatever yesterday or day before. But I don't see what we're missing from outside of a great coaching aspect. I mean, when Jimmy Butler brings the ball up for us and Brett Brown makes the right decisions, we play great. But when it just seems to me that sometimes Brett Brown doesn't know how to play the situations or the game, and I just think if we had a, more seasoned coach in there who knew how to deal with the talent like Pop did with Tim Duncan and you know all those guys, that I'd say we'd be favorites to make it to the finals. I really would.
All right, man. You want a team to ride?
Please, Duke, if you could.
Duke, your boy wins Duke. There's still Gonzaga in there. There's still, you know.
I think UNC.
Virginia is still in there. All right, let's see. You got Virginia.
Virginia?
Virginia. Number one seed, Virginia. There it is right here. Virginia.
I'll take that, brother.
All right, Tyler in Newtown gets Virginia. Congratulations to Tyler. Gets the number one seed. All right.
It's a shame.
What?
The only one seed that can't win it.
You hate Virginia. You hate them.
Yeah.
Man.
At least I admit it, though. I'm transparent. I don't fake it like some of these people do. Oh, no, I really like them, but here's the 25
things
I hate
about
them.
I play the game a little differently than a lot of teams do, but they have my admiration for that. Now, I don't think they're athletic enough to get past Tennessee, but I think they're a nice, solid squad, and they're fun to watch for me.
Yeah, and they got an easy path to the eight this year.
They do.
Easy path to the
eight. Go to Joe on a cell. Joe, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Joe.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
What's up, Joe?
Listen, I'm so. First of all, why do you guys not ban Inge? He's horrible.
Yeah. You know, it's like it's like a scab. You know, you're like you're not supposed to touch it, but you keep picking at it.
Yeah,
it's weird. It's a weird dynamic because I want to hear how stupid he is. Like, it's almost intriguing to me what stupidity he's going to come up with.
Mike, I've been listening to you for years and years, and every time he calls, it's just, I want to rip my ears off. Like, I whatever.
Yeah.
But I want to talk about Mike Trout and the Phillies.
Go ahead.
Do you, honestly, I tuned in late, had some stuff going on. Do you really think that maybe Harper had anything to do with the Angels saying, oh no, we have to offer?
Nah, they knew it before he said anything. I mean, he was going to be a coveted free agent. It wasn't just the Phillies that would have been a player in this. The Yankees certainly would have been a player. So they knew what they were up against.
Yeah, no, I agree. But, you know, it was almost public tampering. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but they had 2 years before they even had to worry about it. So it couldn't have that much effect.
Yeah. No, I know. So my other point that I wanted to bring up is the Flyers. You know, I know you love to talk about hockey so much. Everybody busts your balls about it. But really, what chances do you have or do you give the Flyers to make it the playoffs?
None. At this point, none. They lost a couple games in a row, which kind of cooked them.
No, I know.
Yeah, had they gotten 2 points out of one of those games, then maybe I would be still hanging in there. Because I was fairly optimistic until they ran into those two games. And the Toronto game was a killer.
Oh, it was. They're up 5-2, and they lost 7-6 or something like that.
Yeah, it's just too late for them.
Yeah. So, are you going to give me Houston in the pool, or?
Let's see what I got for you. Has Houston been selected yet? All right, here we go. Tyrone, I have picked out for my man Kansas State.
Okay, all right.
You like him? I like a man who's satisfied with his selection.
Yeah, I
mean, it's not a great team, but Kansas State, he's happy just getting a team.
Well, looking
I
at
like
it,
that attitude.
They got the weakest one because they're in there with Virginia. So if they were to beat Oregon in the second round or Wisconsin, either one, then they would play them in the 16, and Virginia would be vulnerable because they're Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not terrible as a four.
That's going to Wayne in Malvern. Wayne, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Wayne?
Yeah, I'm actually in Florida there, Mike.
Oh, Wayne in Florida. Nice.
Yeah, man. Yeah, how you doing, buddy?
Good.
Pompano Beach.
Awesome.
Good. Yeah, man, just want to talk a little Sixers action here. And a little concerned about Brett Brown. I'm hoping tonight he shows us what he can do, you know, as far as a coach goes without Joel playing. I'm thinking, you know, Jimmy Butler's got to really step it up again.
Jimmy has to carry him tonight. I agree with you.
Yeah, no, and
Jimmy and Ben. Ben has to get some dashes to the basket tonight.
Yeah, and then he's got to make his foul shots and not to make the turnovers. Mm-hmm. And that's a good Ben Simmons game when I see one.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Tobias Harris is always consistently steady with, you know, his 12 to 20 points. So I think, you know, tonight should be a pretty, I would say, an easy win because, I mean, it's going to be tough without Embiid, but definitely it's going to be, I hope it's not a trap game, though, going into tomorrow with the Celtics. You know, if they're not looking too far ahead.
Yeah. Now, listen, it's okay if they lose this game. I mean, I know it sounds weird that I'm saying something like that, but this loss won't hurt them. As long as they're okay for the statement game and they win that Boston game, they're going to get the third seed. They're going to win enough games the rest of the year to get the third seed. So if they drop this game without Embiid, it's like a donation.
Okay. I'm hoping you're...
Boston, then they got Atlanta, Orlando, Brooklyn, which should be three wins.
Now the schedule definitely does ease up a little bit after the
season. I think they're going to be fine. All right, man. You want a team?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, Wayno, here we go with you. You have Syracuse.
All right.
The 8 seed, Syracuse.
All right, man.
You don't sound happy.
Well, I think they can win that first game, but obviously they got to play Jack, that's not easy.
Syracuse has to play Gonzaga in the second round.
Oh, it's Gonzaga.
So they can upset Gonzaga. You know, Boeheim, seasoned coach. They have made unlikely runs before in the tournament. Chris in Williamstown, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Chris.
Mike.
What's up, Chris?
Mike, wait. Hold on. You startled me here. Hold on.
I startled you? All right.
You did a little bit.
Okay.
Mike, this Trout thing, first off, they should revoke his gun license from New Jersey. If he ever goes into the link, he should get booed unmercifully.
Come on, man. What do you expect the guy to do?
Another football ever. This guy, you know what? You take the boy out of Millville, but you can't take the Millville out of the boy.
He's not supposed to sign that contract, Chris.
No, Mike. He's ruining everything, Mike. He should be banned from the state of New Jersey.
So he should have waited 2 years so he could come to Philadelphia and live in Millville and play for the Phillies.
Mike, first off, Art Quintak should have traded the whole minor league system to the Angels for this guy, and we should have gave him $500 million. Mike, he's ruining everything. He should not be allowed past the Mississippi. Mike,
come on, Chris, you're being childish.
No, I'm not. I am childish.
The owner has him under contract. The owner offers him $430 million. What's he supposed to do?
We're getting knocked out tonight.
I gotta give you the Ziggy. I can't give you a team. He had to get the Zig.
He's very upset.
Yeah, come on. It's unreasonable. Robert in South Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Robert.
Hey, what's going on, Mike?
What's up, Rob? Thanks, buddy.
I don't know much. I had a quick question for you. So, J.J. Redick, as of the other night, I believe he's up to 201 three-pointers on the season. Do you think with all the potential rest possibilities coming up for the rest of the season, do you think he could break Korver's record of 226 by the end of the season?
Sure. Why not? He rests them maybe two games. That leaves him 10 games, three threes in 10 games. That'll do it.
All right.
Averages three in 10 games. That's fine. Yeah, I think you could do it.
All right, seems easy enough.
All right, that was all you wanted to know?
You
want him to break Korver's record?
I just wanted to see your thoughts. I think it's awesome. I think he can do it. And since we're talking Reddick, maybe I can lock out and get a Duke pick here.
All right, let's see what I can get for you here. See if you can get a Duke pick. Ah, you got the Houston Cougars.
Hey, better than
3C, though. They're a 3C, Robert, South Philly. Houston Cougars could be a sleeper team.
Yeah, they're going to make a
run.
Coached
by an experienced coach.
Yeah, they're going to beat Georgia State.
Mm-hmm.
And then what? Probably, Wofford or the Hall in the second round?
Iowa State. They play Iowa State in the second round.
Oh, yeah. No, it'd be Iowa State or Ohio State. Yeah, and then.
I like Ohio State. I mean, Iowa State to win that game.
You like?
I actually have Houston winning twice.
So do I.
And getting humped by Kentucky.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a break. 610-622-0975. We're coming down home stretch. Mike Mesnelli shows on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Well, it turns out I got maybe 2 calls that said I was right there. All right. That's better than none. I'll take it.
Someday you'll get all the credit you're doing, yeah, I promise.
I'm surprised you got 2 with some of these people.
I had to get my sheet here.
Oh, I just saw you disappear from my vision.
It's the final Twitter poll.
Yes, it is.
And it's brought to us by Paul B. Moyer & Sons. Attention landscapers looking to repower a zero-turn or walk-behind mower. Moyer has the best deals around for an engine replacement in stock. Visit paulbmoyer.com for details. Natalie.
All right, over 4,000 votes on this one today. Did you really think the Phillies were going to get Mike Trout?
Hold on.
What? I'm sorry. I messed it up. I jumped the gun. Again, 4,000 votes on this. Did you really think the Phillies were going to get Mike Trout? 43% said yes. 57% said no. And then the second Twitter poll of the day, will you boo Mike Trout when he goes to Eagles games? Over 3,300 votes on this. 22% said yes and 78% said no.
All right. Sounds good. All right. Let's get as many calls as we can here. Let's go Scott in the Northeast. Scott, you're on 97.5 Fanatic.
Hey, Mike, you missed.
What's up, Scott?
Hey, man. Huge Sixers fan. I love the way they played. They played awesome on Sunday. Gave me a lot of confidence that they will beat Milwaukee in the playoffs if they reach them.
I like it, too. I like the matchups.
Yeah, agreed. I think they can definitely beat them. My thought process here is for Wednesday's game, I think they should sit JJ down. Give the Sixers...
Not against Boston.
Yeah.
No. There's plenty of games to shut him down. I mean, play him against Boston, you can shut him down at Atlanta on Saturday, and Orlando on Monday.
Yeah, you're right. Atlanta.
You got to play him against Boston. You got to win that game against Boston.
Oh, we're beating them. No doubt.
Well, not at JJ. You got to have JJ on the floor, bro.
All right, I hear you.
Okay. All right, man. You want a team?
Yeah, sure.
All right, here we go. Getting towards the end here. Oh, God. I picked an 8 seed. I didn't know there was an 8 seed left. Mississippi. The 8
love
seed.
Love
it. I admire people that don't go, oh, damn. Scott in Northeast at least gets a team. He gets an 8 seed.
And they play Virginia in the second round.
And there you go, your squad. Billy in South Philly. What's up, Billy in South Philly?
What's up, Mike? How you doing?
Good, Bill.
Yeah, I guess that call a few calls ago would have turned down $430 million. Yeah,
yeah, you can't turn that down.
Sixers point out, well, Brett Brown, the only thing that scares me with him is his rotation. Who you see as the bench players coming off in the playoffs?
Same guys. I mean, Mike Scott will be a valuable sub. TJ will get his minutes. Ennis will get his minutes, and Boban occasionally will get in there. So it'll be a 9-man rotation.
Yeah, I just feel him. He subs 2-3 guys in at a time.
Like, yeah, it's a regular season, though. That'll shorten up during the playoffs. That way, he won't be subbing three guys at a time in the playoffs.
It's kind of crazy. I agree with Toronto. I was actually hoping they were the four seed and played Indiana. I think they would definitely have a better matchup with Milwaukee in the second round, but I guess they got to beat both of them regardless.
Yeah, they got to beat both Toronto and Milwaukee, and we'll see with that. Toronto, a lot of people think, will be the tougher series for them.
I agree.
But I think the Sixers are good enough to beat both of these teams. That's why I'm so high on them. That's why I'm so hell-bent to get past the second round.
So it's Eastern Conference Finals or bust for Brown for you? Is that what you were saying? I have my list.
Yes, he's got to get the Eastern Conference Finals for me. You got to get past the second round.
Can I get a team?
You get a team. Here we go. I'm picking it out right now. Texas Tech, third seed.
I'll take it.
All right.
I'll take
it. You got it, Billy. Billy in South Philly gets Texas Tech.
So the line's been moving back towards Charlotte real fast, Mike.
Uh-huh.
But Cody Zeller and Tony Parker both out for the Hornets tonight.
Okay. Well, so what's the line now?
It's a pick.
Pick 'em?
Yeah, it started as the Charlotte's favorite. No, it started as Charlotte was favorite.
Charlotte was favorite.
Then it was 1.5 this morning, quickly, and now it's back to a pick. But we'll see what the line does now with this news that two rotation players for Charlotte are quote-unquote resting.
All right, let's go Duke in Delaware. Duke, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Duke?
Hi, Mike.
What's going on, buddy?
How you doing, buddy?
Good.
That's good. Hey, them Sixers, they're doing very good. As long as he can coach them right and put that starting five in there when they need that in there, they'll be all right. They can get past that second round.
I agree with you, Duke.
Yeah, I do.
Now, would it be a miracle if I reached my hand in this bag and I picked out Duke for Duke?
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't
that be karma?
Oh, man.
What are the chances that happens?
Let's try it, man.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right,
buddy.
Let me pick it out. Hold on a second.
I'll pick it out.
All right, let's see what I got here. You got a one seed, but it's not Duke.
Who is it?
You got Gonzaga.
Oh, man, I like Gonzaga.
You like Gonzaga?
Yeah.
All right, Duke from Delaware gets the Zags of Gonzaga. Another one, number one seed, gets selected.
I love Duke. he's my favorite when he calls.
Duke's an old timer.
Yeah,
I'm
he's so
person.
Sweet.
Yeah, Vicente in Lansdowne. Vicente, what's up, bud?
Hola, Mike, you miss. I'm not.
Oh, hola, Vicente. How you doing?
I'm in Harrisburg right now.
You're in Harrisburg. That's right, because you had that big meeting up there.
Exactly. For a couple of days now.
So what's going on? What can you tell us? What's the scoop?
The scoop is something with inside in the Beasley Media Group. All right.
Are we going to get better roads? Like, can you tell me? Turnpike toll's going to go down. What's up?
No. Have you heard that your neighbors from the radio station and the third floor are going to move next week? This Friday is the last time they're going to broadcasting from the studio at 102.9.
Is that right? I have no idea what you're talking about.
No, they're coming.
Well, Natalie, what's he talking about?
I think it's part of the whole construction plan. Did you see the wall? You saw the wall went up, right?
Yeah, they're doing construction in our offices.
Yeah, so they're moving WMGK, our sister station.
Oh, okay, WMGK.
They're going to have a new neighbor in there.
Oh, so they're going to be our neighbors.
Yes.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Well, thank you for that info.
What do you think about Ronald Darby, progress? Do you think the Eagles did good in signing him, even though he has 2 years?
Yes, yeah. I like Ronald Darby because I've always liked him because of his speed. He's a 4-3 guy.
Right.
Yeah, I think they could do worse than that. So I think it was a good signing. It depends on how quickly he can come back.
Yeah. And how about the NFL draft? Do you think the Eagles will target Josh Jacobs from Alabama?
If he's there, they're going to be hard-pressed not to take him.
You know, I think he's better than Saquon Barkley.
No, he's not better than Saquon Barkley. Come on, man. Come on, dude.
Well, can you give me Villanova?
I did pick. Yeah, somebody already has Villanova. But here's the last pick of the day. We'll go carry this into tomorrow. Vicente, we'll see what you got here. All right, Vicente, you have... Let me get it out of my fat hands. Kansas!
Kansas.
The fourth seed, Kansas, for Vicente.
Muchísimas gracias, amigo.
All right, buddy, you got it. We'll talk to you. There he is. Vicente from Lansdowne gets Kansas. So left in the bag for tomorrow,
Duke
the field, Duke, LSU, Kentucky, Cincinnati, and Tennessee.
Those are good. There's a couple teams that can run the whole thing.
A couple few teams are left for tomorrow. So we'll pass those on tomorrow. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We got Sound Off right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Time for you to sound off.
Sound off. You gotta be failing me. What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
Oh, you don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com. Let's get going. Sound off.
All right, time for Sound Off, 610-771-9705. You got something to say, hit us up on that Sound Off line, publish a message, and we will maybe play it on the big show if everything works out. Let's see what we have today.
That was a good win overall against the Bucks Saturday, but there is one big downside. What kind of coaching philosophy allows the best player in the game to just go right with his strength all game? I watched him go one-on-one, no help, the whole game. I know he won the game, but come on, Brett Brown. This is why people are on you.
Well, they won the game, and they didn't want to give open shots to three-point shooters. That's why they soloed up everybody. So there was actually a strategy to it, and it actually happened to work, whether Antetokounmpo got 52 or not, because they won.
There's a dude that called in. He literally said, oh, I wasn't feeling it. Man, if you weren't feeling that game yesterday, start watching golf. You don't need to be watching basketball, buddy. Lastly, Brett Brown, he still needs to be fired because he can't coach and he sucks. And I want to hear people talking about, oh, he was with us through the process. He got paid millions to lose.
What? How do you make that call after that Milwaukee game? Seriously. It's bad timing. It's bad form.
Sunday's Sixers win in Milwaukee was truly exhilarating. Now, after one game, everybody loves Brett Brown. Everybody loves Ben Simmons. They lose to Boston. They'll be back to the same old whining, carping, sniveling, sniping Philadelphia fans are famous for, myself included.
Well, nobody loved Ben Simmons after Sunday because he didn't play really well. But if they lose to Boston, of course, you know what the reaction is going to be. They can't beat Boston. This guy can't outcoach the other guy. It's expected.
Mike, I love the Sixers, but they're going to lose to Boston. End of story. Because Boston can take their best players out of the game, period.
I don't think so. I don't think they're losing Wednesday night. I think it's a big home victory on Wednesday. I'm feeling it already.
I feel it, too. The thing is, everybody's going to be mad on Thursday if they lose. Still not going to play Boston. Still not going to play them in the playoffs.
It's irrelevant except for now people say, well, we can beat Boston.
Calling in on Simmons. You want him to be more aggressive, and yet he's the only player that's not catching any games to catch some rest. So they got everybody else getting rest, wherever it may be, and Ben Simmons is playing every game. Maybe he needs a little rest.
He doesn't need rest. He can run all day. There are guys that need rest, like Embiid, who's lugging 275 pounds down. There are guys that need rest, like J.J. Redick, who like 34-year-old legs. But Ben Simmons doesn't need rest. 22 years old, he runs like crazy.
Let's just talk about the Sixers' three biggest wins this season. Agree with me or not, they're against the Warriors at the Warriors, they're against Oklahoma City at Oklahoma City, and they're against Milwaukee at Milwaukee. Guess what? All three of those games, one of the best players on that team was injured and not playing. they still have yet to beat a full roster of a good playoff team. And I'm not going to let Brown, let Brett Brown off the hook until they do it.
Yeah, well, the Sixers have won some games. They're missing some players, too, right? Who were they missing in one of those big wins?
One of those games they won.
They missed somebody. They were missing somebody.
And they beat some teams before they got Harris even. What about that part? Yeah. Like, Klay Thompson wasn't playing. They hadn't acquired Tobias Harris yet at that point.
It doesn't matter because Malcolm Brogdon's hurt and he's going to be out for a long time. So that's Milwaukee's misfortune. That's not for the Sixers to worry about. You got to beat the team that shows up right there.
Fortnite. How about that? Fortnite finally was something that got Carlos Santana to hit something. Oh, man. Thank God for that game.
Oh, man.
That's a violation.
Cryptic. Carlos Santana shot on the way out. Pretty funny.
That was pretty good.
I don't know why I didn't think of that. Damn.
Yo, come on, bro. Like, let Mike Scott live a little bit, you know? Like, it's not a big deal. It's not like he's taking cake stands or chugging beers on the side, you know, on the sidelines or nothing.
Yeah, it's not a big deal to you, since you and your buddies will go to the bar and have a drink and yuck it up. But it's a big deal to me when you're a professional basketball player and you take a sip of Jack Daniels in the middle of a game and get back up court. It's a big deal to me. I'm sorry. But Mike Scott's a little different category than you and your buddies.
Mike, man, come on. What's going on with this Bryce Harper, Mike? I'm just going to wait for Trout. What's this? 12 years? $430 million? But I thought he's coming to Philly, man. What's going on?
Well, he took the money. It was dangled in front of him, and he'd be a damn fool not to take it. And that's what I thought was going to happen all along, because this free agency thing has changed. You identify a guy who's your star player. You're not going to let him get out of town because your fan base will never let you live it down.
I can't believe he didn't even give us a shot. When he got the Sixers or the Eagles game, he should be booed. That's terrible.
Trout, see?
Yeah, he didn't give us a shot.
I tell you.
It's pathetic.
He would have had to wait 2 years to give us a shot. But, well, man. Yeah, he did the right thing. God bless him. He went at $430 million.
I think Phil Martelli's firing is totally justified. One tournament appearance in 11 years. I mean, to parallel it, 20, 25 years ago, a small Jesuit school like St. Joe's in Spokane, Washington, of all places, was a nothing school. And now Gonzaga is a national power every year.
Well, I can't deny the comparison, the size of the schools. Gonzaga has made greater strides. I don't know how they recruit guys, but I guess the winning perpetuates better recruiting, and people want to go. All right, close the demo.
That's the best of the best today of Sound. Brought to you by the Minimally Invasive Spine Institute at Rothman Orthopedics. Minimally invasive, maximally effective. RothmanSpine.com.
Got a beef? I don't like them.
What are you looking for?
Because I don't like
them. Then bring it. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
See you later.
All right, that was Sound Off on the radio side. Devon Gibbons will be in, and then the Sixers in Charlotte. On the TV side, NBC Sports Philadelphia, Quick Slants, and then the Flyers pregame show. So keep it right here on both situations, NBC Sports Philly and 97.5 The Fanatic. Everybody have a great rest of the night. Temple, I hope they pull it off tonight. We'll talk about it tomorrow. Have a good night.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.